Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you, Dr. Elaine?
I'm great.
Yes.
As always, we have shows prepared for you to show that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And we have been proving this for the past 10 to 12 years on the radio with hundreds, thousands of cases from pain to non-pain disorders, shoulder pain, neck pain, back pain, headaches, migraines, to asthma, allergies, depression, grief,
you
kidney
name
problems.
It, all the chronic disorder diagnoses from Western medicine are all labels of symptoms, mm-hmm. not the cause of the problem. And by cure, we mean that we get rid of your symptoms, your requirement for drugs, and eventually you will not even need our treatment,
right.
provided you learn how to eat and modify your lifestyle. And in fact, last week I have a physician, a OBGYN doctor, Glenn, Dr. Leternal, who came and as a guest here. He has sleep apnea and nasal septum deviation, a recurrent sinus infection, narcolepsy. He will fall asleep driving, and he will doze off while you talk to him. In fact, it happened the first two times. And after my treatment, he was much better.
And
After one treatment, he was much better. For 5 days, he had no symptom. He had had surgery that removed the uvula, the tonsils, and all the structure in the back. And he said it worked for a few years. And then he came back. Okay?
So the structures in the back of his throat were removed.
Removed, yes.
Okay,
surgery.
Just so our listeners know.
Yeah.
And so for 5 years, he didn't have symptoms, but it came back 5 years later.
Exactly. Now, he said that, I just want to make sure that Dr. Tong's treatment are not placebo effect. In fact, the surgery was placebo effect. Because you remove all those things, he felt better. Then the problem came back, exact problem came back without those structures.
Right.
So removing this, the symptom had nothing to do with those things that they removed.
The point is, right, those physical structures are not the cause of his symptoms.
Yes. But in any case, though, I'm giving a webinar. Again, go to my website, drtong.com, drtong.com, April 16th. The title I want to do is Infections Easy to Eradicate. Now, this is an integrative website, Lotus Integrative Medicine, and it's made mainly for like acupuncturists. And the board would not allow them to use the word cure. And I'm going to fix that because we can cure infection. Okay? So if you're interested, go to my website and I'll put up the link so you can listen to how we can cure infections. Nobody should die from acute infection.
Right. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Shall we get to our first guest?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest today, Barbara. Welcome, Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Yes.
Welcome to our show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to share your story with us today. Give us a little background, where you're from, what you do, and how you came about to see Dr. Tong and myself.
Well, I live in Orange County. I'm 70 years old. I have lived in Orange County since 1968.
Wow.
But about 17 years ago, I had a hysterectomy. And after that, I started getting skin rashes and I had high blood pressure.
Okay.
And the time went on. I went to so many doctors for my skin problem because the skin rashes would come and go and come and go. Well, in more recent years, they just got worse and worse and worse. And I couldn't, I went to two allergists and about seven dermatologists. I even went to Scripps in San Diego for a complete workup. And no one could really give me anything more than prescriptions and so on. Mm-hmm. And so I've struggled and tried, you know, different things on my own to try to make it better.
Did this prescription help or no?
Somewhat.
What kind of rash and how did it help?
Oh, gosh, it was just a red itchy rash, and it would be on different parts of my body. Sometimes it was on my neck and my shoulders, and sometimes it was on other parts of my body. I had it on my hands and my feet. And my face.
How did the prescription help? Did it help you itch it? Did it get rid of the rash temporarily, or how did it help?
Yeah, it would make it tolerable. Sometimes it would go away.
Sometimes. But it would come back, right? Correct?
Yes, it would always come back.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, less than others. And then sometimes I'd have a really bad flare-up where I would just itch to death.
Okay.
Are those steroid creams?
Right.
Yes, most of them were.
So it's not good when you absorb all the steroids and
right.
you ruin your kidney.
Yeah, long-term it is not good, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, and then so you tried some other things too, you were saying?
Yes, I just tried soaks in my bathtub with like Epsom salt and, lime juice in my water and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those natural things seemed to help me more than, you know, any of the prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I was listening to the radio and I heard a segment with you. And there was a lady that had an open sore that she had been to so many doctors and it wouldn't heal.
Mm-hmm.
And her first treatment, I think, with Dr. Tong, she said the next day it had already started healing. And I said, "Oh my gosh, I've got to go see Dr. Tong."
The Tong and Tong.
Right,
yes,
right.
Yeah.
So tell us what happened after your first treatment.
Well, after the first treatment, I noticed that it was a lot of the itching was going away, and it was getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still better. It's to the point now where it's about, finally, I would say about 80% gone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so that part is wonderful. But there's been some other things that have happened to me that also have been helped by Dr. Tong's treatment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And?
Like what kind?
Yes.
We want to know.
I have diverticulitis. A little over 4 years ago, I went in the hospital and found out that was my problem. I had a terrible case of it. And then, just recently, it happened again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been out of the hospital now about 3 weeks this time.
Right. So you actually had to go. It's been 4 years since the hospital, but you had another hospitalization, then admission, right? Correct?
That's right,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
This
time I was in a little longer. I was in for a whole week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here's a point, okay? Hospital care is so expensive. They don't treat the cause. You come back, okay? And you go to hospital, actually, you increase the chance of getting those super bugs and you increase the chance of getting the death,
mm-hmm.
okay? With us, okay, we treat everything. We just don't treat your skin only.
Yeah.
We restore health. And healthy person have no symptoms.
Right.
So diverticulitis, diabetes, arthritis. We treat your skin. The skin has to do with the lung. The lung, depends on the kidney.
Right. The lung is actually paired with the large intestine too. So
exactly.
The skin problem and the lung, it expressed in the skin. So the skin problem is actually connected to your diverticulitis as well.
And the lung is connected to the kidney, their function.
Right.
And the kidney, the kidney function weakness is what caused your reproductive function. And they should not remove your uterus. We could have fixed your
uterus. And that's probably why you had the rashes in the first place.
Exactly. We should have fixed your uterus. Yeah. So easy.
Right. One thing I want to kind of mention, if you don't mind, Barbara, is she has a lot of stress in her life because you have a sick husband, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Right. So I think taking care of him has really taken a toll on your body. And I think part of the reason, I mean, intuitively, spiritually, that you were admitted so recently is because I think it made you realize that you can't take care of your husband on your own anymore. And I think sometimes things like that happen.
He's still alive?
He's alive. Yes, he's alive.
Oh, you should drug him and bring him to us. We'll treat him.
he's still in the hospital right now, Dr. Tom.
Oh,
yeah.
Terrible.
I know. Yeah. I think it would be, so it's one of those things. But in general, everything is improving?
Yes, and I wanted to mention one other thing, too. I had mentioned to Dr. Elaine Tong that I had stress incontinence and sometimes urgency. I get up during the night to go to the bathroom several times a night. And anyway, one morning I realized, my gosh, that's gone. and it's totally gone.
I think I only treated that one time. One or two injections.
Well,
wonderful.
I get up maybe once during the night now, but I don't have the urgency and I don't have the stress incontinence.
Great.
Wow, that's incredible. It's very embarrassing. Okay, since you said it, okay, I did have the problem even 6 months ago. I was getting up 6 to 8 times a night.
You can't sleep well when you do that.
Yeah, and then urgency, okay? Very embarrassing sometimes. And because I had to do insurance checkup, physical, and blood test showed that my PSA is 11.
It's very high.
Would scare Dr. Elaine and my wife, no. And I haven't repeated, but right now I don't have to get up at all.
Right.
My symptoms improve. So
we need to recheck it.
Yeah. But I'm not as, I never worry about all this number. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now that my symptom is so much improved, I don't have any symptom. I don't see how my PSA can go up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful, Barbara. Thanks for sharing that with us because we forget about it, right?
Exactly.
When you get it, you forget you even had the symptom before once it's no longer there, like just as you said. So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
It is wonderful. And I've mentioned it to several people, and they say, oh, my gosh, who is this doctor? And I've got some ear cards, so I'm passing them out.
Who are these doctors?
Barbara, thank you so much for joining us today and taking the time to share, because this is really going to help our listeners.
Yeah.
And we really, really appreciate the time that you've taken.
Yeah.
So well,
thank you so much, Dr. Tong.
That's why we invite you guys to come up, because it sounds all our patient
it
improvement
sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, it sounds too good to be true.
I know.
But we do it. We do it day. Yeah.
I've been to so many doctors for so long that it's such a wonderful relief.
Right. I also want to mention that Barbara is a Medicare patient, so she can't come regularly.
Oh.
She can only come 3 times every 60 days. So even with this limited amount of treatment, she's still having wonderful improvements. So that's very encouraging for us as well. So
we know, because our treatment is very powerful. Okay.
<That's>
yes.
<right.
laughs> Yeah.
Mm. Well, Barbara, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. I'd like to give a warm welcome to our next guest, James. Welcome, James.
Hi, James.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be on your show.
Thank you. We're excited to have you.
Yes.
James is actually a very old friend of ours. Actually, he became friends of ours after he came to see Dr. Tong. How many years ago? Probably in the early 90s when you first came? James?
Well, first of all, I went to spend my very old friend of a very long time.
Okay, that's what I meant. Sorry.
Very long
About 20 years. About 20 years.
Yeah, I think it is about 20 years. You're right. So give us a little background. Why you first came to see Dr. Tong and then who you brought to see Dr. Tong and myself later on.
You're from Utah.
Right. James is from Utah.
Yeah. First of all, as Dr. Tong mentioned, I'm from Utah. And I was down here on vacation, and he was running an infomercial about what they do. And I watched that, and I thought, huh, that's very intriguing. And so I called up, made an appointment, came in, and I had irritable bowel syndrome really bad. I've been to the doctor a bunch of times, spent a lot of money on scopes and all the things that you do with that situation, and was having no success. Anyway, I looked at it. I was thinking, oh, I don't know if I want to do this or not. And then I decided not to do it and was leaving, actually.
Yeah.
And one of the patients said, oh, I had such great success. And as I talked to the patient for about 10 minutes, and then I thought, oh, I'll just do it. So then when I went in and I did the treatment, it was really amazing. The treatment was super effective. And but not to talk too personal, but bowel movement started moving immediately, and it was super effective, and I was happy for the results. And then I've been a patient ever since, and sent a lot of other patients there as well.
That was 20 years ago. I wasn't so good then.
James, tell us a little bit about your son, too, because I think you brought him to see Dr. Tong later on.
Right. Yeah, he had some treatments as well, and they were extremely effective.
Mm-hmm. What was he suffering from?
Not developing, real fast. And he had a lot of leg pains and those type of things. And
he could not run a quarter of a lap. He's a track field marathon runner, and he could not run even a quarter lap and without severe calf pain. That's why we brought him in the first problem, yes.
Right, and I think the other issue was, you're, James, you're like 6'4", 6'3", 6'4"?
Well, 6'2".
6'2", okay. See, I'm giving you 2 extra inches. But at the time, Kevin was how tall?
He 15 was, and 5.
He was definitely not very tall. And so I don't remember the exact height, but he was definitely not tall.
5 feet or 5'1".
Definitely helped, and I think it helped in his growth process as well. And
right, I think
so. What's amazing is when we did the treatments and then we went back to Utah, the other coach that I coached with couldn't believe the results of how, fast the treatments worked.
Right,
like he was instantly able to compete and run, and it was a very positive experience for him. I was talking to him last night, and he was talking about those treatments and how effective it was. So
yeah, he went back. He was able to run uphill in the mountains and play 6th in the his school team. His school team was number 1 in the country.
Good memory, Dr. Tong.
Yeah,
those herbs must be working.
He was 5'1". He was 5'1" at 15.
I think he grew like 4 inches over the summer.
Yeah, 3 to 4 inches over like 12 months.
There
was no placebo effect. Right. Is our treatment, please.
He also did some hormone therapy or had his thyroid checked or something. Is that right in Utah, James?
Before he came to see
before.
I don't remember all the details. Keep in mind, it's been a long time on that particular situation.
I think he had worse Alzheimer's than I did.
Yeah, you sparked my memory, man. Yes, my wife's here in the background. Yeah, we went and did some checking and stuff like that. I remember that now.
Okay. Mm.
Yes. We did all sorts of doctors. I can't remember every visit, but we didn't go to any more doctors after you guys.
Right.
So.
And he only had a few treatments, right? Because he was
2 days.
Coming from Utah, right?
Yeah, 4 treatments, and he was able to run, place number 6 in the team, that's number 1 in the country.
Mm-hmm. That's
wonderful. And he grew 3 to 4 inches in 12 months.
Yeah. And now he's over 6 feet, correct?
Yeah, he's done well. He's grown. He's married.
Wow, I know.
He actually ran in college for a Division I collegiate school.
That's
He's graduated with his bachelor's now, so he's no longer running there. He's run marathons.
But that's very competitive, right? The collegiate one,
Division I. Yeah, just ran a 2:36 marathon, which is a very, very good time, especially at the high elevation where the marathon was. So
he was running.
No, he's doing well.
So he's running after his wife, and that's how he gets his wife.
Tell us about your precious baby daughter.
Yes.
Well, she's not a baby anymore,
she's doing very well. The treatments have been good. She was one that was, a little hesitant to come in initially.
Right.
And she's a little scared of shots and those type of things. And so
right.
She came in. She was in there when I got a treatment, was able to observe. And
well, I think
and
how
then she had a
I think it started when we went to visit you in Utah. This was
you're right, exactly.
It was about five years ago. We came to visit you, and we treated her there.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that was a good memory.
That was a fun trip.
I tell you, I got to say something about James. James was so nice to us. She had given us two good trips. The first one, he gave us a whole condo.
Skiing Toyota. I think Deer Valley. Yeah, and then we had
Toyota. He let us, a whole family, use his condo, Toyota.
Yeah.
It was so fun. And then later on, he had another condo.
Right. We went to Sundance.
James,
that was 5 years ago.
James
it was so
is
much fun.
Condo king. You know? So we went there, and that's where we treat you in your condo.
Right. And Ash, that's when we first treated Ashley. So
yes.
That was 5 years ago. She
was
like 15, 16.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And she was very scared, actually,
at
the first time.
Yeah.
So how's she doing? What was she? She had IT
she's
band
She's doing good.
Issues?
And now when she comes, she's telling me, Dr. Elaine Tong, she's going, hey, I need this and
yeah,
I need that.
She
and
does.
Or she needs for help because she's a runner as well. And so it's really helped her also.
Good day, Jonathan.
And so she's feeling really good. And
yeah.
And I'm sure she'll do very well from the results of the.
Yeah, she had IT band pain, which caused knee pain, and also abdominal issues with her bowel movements. I think when we first treated her five years ago, and so every time she comes in,
5 years ago only.
It was 2007. We went to
really?
Sundance.
Oh, okay.
So she was 15, 16. She was 15 actually, because she's still 20, right, James? And so every once in a while when she's in town, then she'll come for tune-ups. And yes, like, you know, every year or whenever she comes in, she'll say, do you think I need one right here? Do you think I need one right here?
This remind me of a patient that was much worse than Ashley.
Right.
His name is Jonathan. He's an autistic patient.
Mildly, yes.
But he was so scared of shots. I spent an hour and a half, really, an hour and a half
but
to give
only
four shots.
Four shots, right?
Four shots.
And he
that's
was
all.
Screaming.
Yeah. And then after that, he changed. He goes in and he will say, I need more chi here, I need more chi here. Talk to Dr. Lane, I need this and I need this, okay? So after the first one, when we improve your kidney function, your anxiety,
your fear
disappear.
Right.
And those listening out there that are scared of shots.
These are children, teenagers.
Yeah,
Jonathan
teenager.
Was 12, Ashley was 15. Yeah, and I think
8 year old, five years old, we treat them.
And I think it's because the children, they realize that they're getting better and they know.
Yeah, they feel it.
They feel it.
Yes.
Yeah. And actually, when you're younger, I think you feel it even more. Yeah,
exactly.
Because you're much more open.
Well, I think you recover much quicker.
Right.
I think was probably widely misunderstood as well, is you don't have to be sick to come and have a treatment.
Exactly.
Because if you would come earlier before you do have many issues, it prevents the issue from happening, which is really the most important thing you can do.
That's a great point.
James, I always say that you're smarter than you look. Now I really understand why I say
but
that.
I would say that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a very crucial point. You're right.
The listener out there really should,
better than us.
Should learn this, especially when the flu season comes.
Right.
Now they have a very fatal form of bacterial infection called CRE. And back in Asia, SARS coming back and one person already died. They're so scared. Get yourself healthier.
Yeah. We call it a tune-up.
Don't attack the germ. The germs are not the cause of infection.
Right.
The breakdown in health, when you're not healthy, you get it. So there's no infection. You don't have to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How is Ashley's foot doing?
She's doing great.
Okay.
You know, you told her to take the day off today. So
just to rest.
She's going to take the day off, and then she'll probably run tomorrow. But I had on my foot, I've been down here working out, trying to get healthier and it was hurt every morning. I could like hardly walk on it, so I kind of warmed it up. But it felt great this morning, so
great.
I'm excited.
How long he had that foot problem?
Since you've been here?
Her or me?
You.
Oh, it wasn't too bad. Well, I've been having it for like 6 weeks, probably.
That's all? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, so it's feeling a lot better now.
Right. And she, I think, just heard it about a week ago.
And you had that treatment yesterday. So you know that's and one so treatment. She... Get rid of your pain.
Well, that's the thing.
No, it feels great.
Right.
It's going to take, it takes another day or so to kind of warm up. But it's feeling really good. And I'm very confident I won't have any issues.
Right. And that's kind of what we wanted to say, too. Jim came and Ashley, when they hurt themselves, so that it's much easier to fix than if you wait weeks and months and do MRI this and that and physical therapy and then you come.
How many MRI did we do on you? How many tests did we do on you and your kids, James?
I can't remember. Way too much.
No, the test from us.
From you guys?
Yes.
Yeah. None. Test?
Zero.
None.
Zero. Zero. Okay.
No test. I was going to test some other doctors about a really nice car. From you guys, not too many.
Zero test.
You know what? What's amazing about the about your guys' treatments that it would be good for your audience to know is that it's a huge range. I mean, if you have an injury, if you're an athlete, or if you're a golfer and your back hurts or your shoulders hurt, you guys can treat those
and
be super effective. But if you have some very serious chronic issue, those are also effective as well.
Right.
So that's what a lot of people that listen don't really understand, is they're thinking, I'm not really a candidate for that treatment. Well,
everybody is.
Yes.
Yeah, you cannot grow. You feel sick, you feel depressed, you're suicidal, everything can be
treated.
James,
we need to have you on regularly.
Exactly.
I have a friend, if you guys remember, it's been about 10 years ago, they were lost in a snowmobiling accident. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Tom?
Yeah.
There were
one
of them, he had quite the recovery process because they were lost for 4 days, 3 nights, and they're the only ones that have ever survived with the temperatures as low as it was in the high Uintas in Utah. But he was having some struggles recovering, and so I suggested he come down to Dr. Tong and did, and it was pretty miraculous as far as how effective his recovery was after that point as well. So, it's just been fun over the years to refer different patients and people and see the effectiveness of your guys' treatments. And you're doing a lot of good for the world and the people that come to you. And word of mouth is so effective because everybody that comes to you is always saying, telling their friends and other people how effective
that treatment
is.
Keep talking.
Thanks, James. You are such a wonderful friend, and we're so happy, always so happy to see you. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, my pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll see
bye-bye.
You soon. Take care. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.